Okay, please sit for a second on your mat. I'm going to give a 3-minute yoga lecture. Because the ladies' bathroom line is particularly long this morning. So it occurred to me, like everything else, that it doesn't matter how much Jenny teaches you about the poses if you don't do yoga anyway. So the trick is to get yourself to do yoga every day. And I wanted to give you some suggestions, okay? Because I have the same problem. I'm lazy. I don't want to do my yoga. I have to struggle every day to get to yoga. I perceive of yoga as what stands between me and my breakfast. Here are some suggestions. Nowadays, because we travel a lot also, half the year we're traveling and we're in hotel rooms and stuff like that, and there's usually 5 to 10 of us, and what we really enjoy doing is a DVD. So, you know, I really strongly suggest you break that, what do you call it? Aversion to a DVD. Like, I don't like to do yoga to a DVD. It makes me feel like Jane Fonda or something. It works, okay? It works. You get the DVD out. I have a case of DVDs. For some reason, they don't go into the computer very well. They get mixed up. The poses get all mixed up in iTunes, and, you know, that's kind of weird. But anyway, do the DVD. Take a case around with you. Have a range of classes from easy to more difficult, you know. Pull one out. Stand with it in your hand and say, "I promise to do everything you ask. And I promise not to turn you off before you're done." And then, you know, like, give it the same respect you would give a live teacher, you know, and then put it on. I carry around a small Bose speaker so they can yell at me, because my laptop doesn't have this, you know, the speakers aren't strong enough. So then think about that. It's just like a couple of pounds. I bought one for Christini the other day. They're very nice, Bose. They're portable, they have battery, you don't need to, you know, you can take it out in the park and do your yoga, like that. And then, so that's one thing you can do. Have a nice selection of DVDs and promise that you will do whatever they ask you to do. And we do that on tour, and it's very helpful. We clear the furniture out of the room, we put it all on the bed, and then there's enough room for maybe 5 people to do yoga. And so try that. I like the idea nowadays in where a lot of us live in central Arizona, which is a desert in many ways. Culturally, there's nothing there. So we have to go to Flagstaff for a yoga class. It's an hour drive. And there's a nice yoga studio there that we really like. And we go on yoga dates. So yoga date means... in the afternoon, we study scripture together at Barnes & Noble. So we maybe have 5 to 10 people around a table, and we're all studying scripture together. Ningbo's translating a book on how to think clearly, and Mercedes is translating a sutra of a discussion between the Buddha and a wise woman. And I think she's going to teach it, some of it. We do that. Then we all go to yoga together. And do yoga together. And then we go to a Mexican restaurant to work off the effects of the yoga. And it's really fun, okay? That's a different kind of date. You know, Americans usually, they go to a movie and they eat candy. And so think about that. Think about having a date with your friends. And first you meditate or you study together. And then you go to a yoga class, and you compromise on the level of the yoga class, you know. And then you go out to eat together. And it's a really nice way to spend an evening. And it makes you feel healthy and happy. And so consider that. It's like go out on yoga dates with people. Or just invite people over to your house and do yoga together. Okay, so these are all tricks to get yourself to do your yoga. Okay, and if it becomes a social thing, like a fun thing, then it's just it's a cool way to spend your day with your friends. Instead of like eating or watching television or something, you do yoga together, and it becomes I don't know, it's just really pleasant and really fun. And if you study some scripture before, then it's meaningful also. Okay. All right. So buy some DVDs. I like. You didn't have. You have DVDs?
Yeah,
we need some. Can you at least record some? Can we record your class?
Or no? Yes.
Okay. So sometimes I just ask teachers if I can record their class, and I just do the audio. And then I like Rodney Yee. I never took his class. I don't know him. I thought he was just this pretty boy. He used to be a ballet dancer, but I thought he was too popular to be a very good... I thought he was too popular to be a good teacher, but he's a good teacher. And you buy those at Barnes & Noble. Buy the advanced ones because they're easy. So his most advanced one is like a lower medium class or something like that. And he's very graceful, and I like it. Then I use... who's that lady? You turned me on to Janet Stone. I love those DVDs. So her name is Janet Stone. She's San Francisco. I don't know her. I never met her. I hope we can get her here sometime. But those DVDs are fantastic. She's a mom. She has two kids. And she's hardcore, but she's pleasant and sweet and good yoga. Nice yoga.
Apparently she has an app now.
Yeah? Okay. Maybe it does the yoga for you. Then who else? Who else? What's her name? Anna Forrest is a killer. So those are 2 hours long, and they're really hard. So if you need a challenge, Anna Forrest is good. Who else do we have? Sharon and Dave Jivamuktis are good. There's 12, a set of 12. I warn you that the Yoga for Busy People, which says 30 minutes on the CD, is really 45 to an hour. And it was such a good idea. it's really smart. Who else? Sean Korn's okay if you like Ashtanga. I did a Shiva Ray for the first time the other day. And I thought she was a little too glitzy for me, but it was nice. And she warmed up well, and a lot of it was dancey, and it was hard. She did handstand in the full lotus, which I'm working on. No, just kidding. Who else? Who is that? Oh, yeah, Carl Strom. Yeah. He's good. Who is the other one? I don't know. Dharma Mitra has... are they out? Does he? Yeah, okay. Yeah, Dharma Mitra is good. All right, so that's all. Those are the ones I like. There's one called Superpower Yoga, I'm Gonna Kill You. And it's just a light class. I forget the guy's Robert Stone. I don't know where he lives, buddy. It was a big fake. Anyway, here we go. Let's do a little yoga anyway. So we're just going to go straight through Niguma series. Do you need a mat? Yeah. Oh, the people in the middle are giving demonstration, and do we need to fit in one more person?
There's right here.
Can you squish?
There's space right here.
How about Amy could demonstrate and we could give your space to that lady?
No?
Okay. All right, here we go. Anybody have injuries? Raise your hand. Shoulder, knee, back. Okay. Did you see that? Who's adjusting? Can you raise Ningbo? Who else is adjusting?
Nicole, Anatole, and Tim.
Anatole, Nicole Vigna, and Tim Lowenhaus. So they're going to be careful with their injuries, okay? Injuries one more time. Raise your hand. Okay. All right. We'll see if we can give more people injuries. All right. Okay. If you feel shy about having someone touch you, just not give them a... What do you call it?
Elbow.
Elbow. We're going to massage your forehead at the end, maybe, if we have time. We can't do everybody, but if you feel shy about that, just shake your head. There's a green bag in my car. And there's pockets on the front and the back, not on the sides. Little square pockets. And I think they're in there. Good luck. Yeah, in this small pocket, near the handle. Okay, here we go. Hands to your chest. Breathe in. Breathe out, palms back. Hands up. Clasp in the back. Hands down, left foot back. Left knee down, look up. Smile. Push up, look forward. Don't look down, look forward. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. And then down dog. Stay here for a second. Spread your fingers. Feel the tension come out of your body through your fingers. Left foot forward, right knee down. Look up. Stretch the groin. Right foot forward, clasp in the back. Hands up. Clasp again. Hands down, right foot back, right knee down. Look up. Stretch. Push up, look forward. Look forward, don't look down. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. Down dog. Right foot forward. Look up. Smile. Skylar. Until you smile, we can't go on. Okay, left foot forward. Clasp. Hands up. You could do a little black backbend here. Okay. Hands to your chest. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Palms back. Hands up. Clasp in the back. Hands down, left foot back, left knee down. Look up, smile. Push up, look forward. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. Down dog. Left foot forward. Look up. Right foot forward. Clasp. Hands up. Clasp again. Hands down, right foot back. Right knee down. Smile up. Push up. Look forward. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. And then down dog. By the way, if you look forward while you're going down, it's easier on your shoulders. Hold here for a minute. Squeeze in your tummy. Try to put your heels on the floor. And then come to sitting. Left foot forward. Right heel into the groin to touch which chakra? Huh? Is it? No. Mula Bandha, maybe. Muladhara. Okay, Muladhara sounds good. All right, spread your toes of your left foot. Raise your arms. So you're stimulating the Muladhara chakra. Hopefully the New York Times won't write anything about it. Come up, switch feet. raise your arms and come down over your right leg. Try to draw in your belly. And everybody, move your right leg back an inch. Just shove it back, pull it back. That will straighten your pelvis. Baddha Konasana. Don't force your knees. Let them come down on their own time. If you're good at it already, then you can open the palms of your feet. The soles like a book, right? Then sit up straight, smile, and come down. Let gravity bring you down. Okay, don't force.
Hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sit up straight. Take a Sukhasana. Chin mudra with your hands. I like that idea of drawing your hands back a little bit and puffing out your chest, okay? And then start to contract and loosen your groin muscles, the muscles of your groin, perineum, whatever. And just in a rhythm, okay? It won't match your breathing. Your breathing will be a little slower. It's very, very good for you, your health. And then it's a traditional Tibetan posture called Beb Chung Sum. Ready? 3 small drops, then a breath, and then 3 small drops. Take a breath. Again, this is meant to stimulate the Muladhara Chakra. Take a nice breath. One more. Then slap your mat. You can step back or kick back and push up. Up dog, vinyasa, and down dog. And then come to lie on your back. We're going to work on the Svadhisthana chakra. Bend your left knee, foot on your right thigh, right arm, right hand to your left knee, raise your left arm, and open like a book. See if you can look toward your left hand. Hold for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Come back up, straighten your left leg, bend your right knee, and open the other way. Right hand is down to your right side, left, right knee is to your left. Look at your right hand. Every chakra in Niguma Yoga has 4 poses. The first one is a twist to undo the granti or the knot. The second one is a stretch to induce the movement of prana. Third one is a contraction to bring the prana into the sushumna. And then the fourth movement is a tigle dimba, which means to spread the prana throughout the body. Right knee back, up. Intertwine your fingers under your right thigh and kick yourself up. So now we'll do the stretch at the Svadhisthana Chakra. Second movement. Hands up. And come down over your legs. After you get to your thigh, your calves or your ankles or your toes, see if you can bring your feet back an inch or two. And that will help bring the fold to the right place. So we're stretching the whole length of the three main channels, Sushumna, Ida, and Pingala. Then we need a contraction. Sit up. Bend both knees, feet on the floor. Hands out. What do you call it? Like, generously. Okay? And then you can just bring up your feet, or if you're in the mood, you can stretch them straight. Spread the toes. Spread the lips into a smile. It's difficult. I think this is the hardest one to smile. Everyone's so serious. Wow. I'm going to hold you there until you smile. Okay, 5, 4, 3, spread your toes. Press your legs isometrically towards each other. 2, it makes it even harder. 1, come down. That's the contraction. And now we need a spreading motion. Arms into Saguaro Cactus Mudra. Feet spread, knees bent, feet spread. Feel past the edge of your mat. Feet are off the edge of your mat. Wider. Okay. Then windshield wiper to the left on an exhale to the left. Both knees down. Keep your feet apart. Both knees up. Both knees down to the right. Both knees up. Both knees down to the left. This is Tigle Dimba. Spreads the prana. Both knees up. Both knees down to the right. Both knees up. Both knees down to the left. Both knees up. Those of you who are better, you can try to bring your knee down to the floor, but below the arch of your foot. Touch both knees to the ground if you can. Both knees up. Both knees down to the left one more time. Both knees up. And then down to the right one more time. Sit up. And we'll go through a vinyasa. Slap your mat. Look forward. Keep your face forward as you do the vinyasa. Come down to down dog. Let's stay in down dog for a second. Let the tension and the stress come out of the fingers in your hands. Spread the bones of your palm apart. Spread the bones of your palm apart. Spread the fingers apart. Left foot forward. Right knee to the ground. Thigh and calf are perpendicular. It's not a lunge. Okay, it's not like this. These are straight. Okay. Right hand up. And then bring it over your thigh. And let your head fall back as if it were on a pillow and look at the ceiling. This is not too stable. You might fall down. Just get back up. The diaphragm is constricted, so it's a little harder to breathe. Breathe more into your chest than the back and your back. Then into your abdomen. Release both hands to the floor. Right foot forward. And Uttanasana. Grab your toes or your ankles. Release your head. Let your head release. You can move around. This doesn't have to be a static pose. I think Dharmamitra, he likes to get into a pose like this and then move his hips around or shake your head. You don't have to be still. Rodney Yee, he exhales three times in this position to get the belly tight. Try it. So you do three sharp exhales. Nice. Okay. Hands down. Left foot back, left knee down. Raise your left arm. And bring it over your thigh. Join your palms at your chest. And look at the ceiling. And relax. Just let your body lean back like a suspension bridge. Hold for five. Smile. It's not so serious. For life is not as serious as it seems. Three, two, one. Hands down. Left foot forward. And tuck your fingers. You can bend your knees if you need to, but tuck your fingers under your feet. Let your head go. And then slowly try to straighten your legs. Hold for five. Four. Three. What chakra are we working on? Manipura, I think, right? Yeah. Navel. Behind the navel. Release your hands. Come to lie on your back. Arms along the side, palms down. Smile. Raise your left leg, left foot. Spread the toes. The foot is flexed, okay, or bent. Then point the foot and lower it. Slowly. Right leg up, flexed. Point and lower. The trick here is to do it very slow along with your breath. Let your breath bring it up. Breathe in, left leg up. Lower it slowly. Right leg up. Flexed. Point it and lower it. Left leg up, flexed. Point and lower slowly. Right leg up, flexed. Point and lower slowly. Left leg, down slow. Right leg, down slow. One more with the left. And then one more with the right. Tuck both of your hands under your buttocks, palms down. Raise both legs. Flexed. Bring them down slow and hover over the ground. Don't touch the ground. Up again. And bring them down slow. Keep your knees straight if you can. Up again. Press your legs towards each other isometrically and lower them slowly. Try not to touch the ground, but bring them very close to the ground. Raise them up again. The hands under your buttocks should prevent you from having any pain in your lower back. Come down again. One more time, up. Now we're going to come down to a count of 10. 10. Come down. 9. 8. Lower. 7. Get closer to the floor. 6. Here's an old Shivananda joke. 6. 6. 5. Hold them just over the floor. 4. Hold them. 3. 2. 1. Drop. Relax. Take a yoga vacation. Take a few breaths. That was the constricting movement for the Manipura chakra. The third movement for the Manipura chakra. Sit up. Put your legs in a comfortable position. Sukhasana is okay. If you have a lotus, you can do a lotus. It doesn't matter. Okay, sit up straight. Hands in chin mudra. If you have boogers, be kind to your neighbor. Okay. We'll do Kapalabhati. Start to slow down. And then one long exhale. Deep inhale. Another exhale. Inhale. And then an exhale and extend your legs. Identify your left foot. It is the other one. Outside of your right knee. Turn your other foot under. Set both sit bones on the ground. Raise your right arm. Then you can either bring your elbow around or you can just hug your left knee. And look over your left shoulder like you're expecting somebody. Okay? Like you really want to see them. Smile. When you smile, it loosens the termination points of the Ida and Pingala nadis on either side of your nose, which is why you have two nostrils and not one. And it makes you happier. Duh. Okay. Release. Rotate to the other side. Switch your legs. Left arm up. And then hug your knee or look over your right shoulder. Look at the back of the room. When you do a twist, think of taking it in three parts. Twist at your hips, then twist at your heart, and then twist at your neck. But don't twist at any one place. Do all three of them separately, see how it feels. Twist at the navel, then add the twist at the chest, and then add the twist at the neck. So you're twisting all the parts of your spine. Release to a counter twist. And then we'll do a vinyasa. Left foot forward. Windmill your right arm up. And then palms up. In Niguma Yoga, the left always comes first. This is an old practice from India called Vama Marga. It's a left-hand yoga. And the feminine is left hand. And wisdom. And since it's a lady teacher, we do Vama Marga. Vama means left in ancient Sanskrit, and it came into English. All the V's in Sanskrit changed to F in English. Straighten your legs, change your feet, head towards the back. So it becomes Vama, and then all the A's in Sanskrit become E, which makes it Fema, and it's the root of the word feminine. So the left hand aspect of, or the wisdom aspect of the lady's energy was preserved in our language. Straighten your legs. Close your stance a little bit. Bring it in closer. Turn out your left foot. We'll do an old-fashioned Trikonasana. Bicep to your right ear. Keep that contact. Don't lose contact between your arm and your head. Come over your left leg. You can look up towards the ceiling, makes it a little easier. And stretch the right side of your body. Just stretching the Pingala nadi. And it should make your day less stressful, less anger, less upset. It's a great reason to do yoga in the morning, because you have to meet your boss or your husband in the afternoon. Raise your arm, switch arms, turn out your right foot. Connect the left arm to the head, come down over your right leg. You can't go as far as the other Trikonasana. But I think it's a better stretch on your left side. We're stretching the Iddha Nadi. And it will cause you to have less craving for things you don't really need. Look at the ceiling if you can. Feel the stretch along the left side. Come up, step to the front of your mat gracefully. Clasp your hand fingers over your head. And bend to the right, which is going to stretch your left side. Your gaze is slightly up towards the ceiling, but not at the ceiling. Drishti. Drishti is the wrong pronunciation. I don't know who started that. Drishti. And it's a retroflex, which means you turn your tongue back. Then everything you say will sound like that. Which is correct. Drishti. Come up straight, change your fingers, and come down left. Gaze up. Smile. Come up. And hands down. I find it more challenging on a carpet to do Vrikshasana or tree pose, but here we go. Left, right foot comes up. Tuck it into your... You can tuck it into your ankle or your calf. Shouldn't tuck it into your knee because that'll hurt it. Or you can bring it up to your groin. Or you could bring it up to a half lotus. You like that. And then your right knee should be pushed back. Pick a point in front of you. Keep your gaze there. If you have courage, you can try to close your eyes. Most of your balance is visual. The rest is inner ear. If you have lousy ears, it's hard. Like me. Okay. Bring your right down very gracefully. Like a ballerina. Okay, left foot up. Push your left knee back. Smile. Open your hips. Hold for 5, 4. If you fall, come right back up very gracefully. Don't hesitate. Don't sit on it. To fall gracefully is a skill, I think. Okay. Left foot down. And then come down to a push-up. Look forward and let yourself all the way down to the ground. Hands to your side, palms up. Big exhale. And bring yourself up on the inhale. Good. The inhale will do half the work for you. Hands are up, palms facing the ceiling. Lips are up. Because it's so much fun, right, Skylar? Good job. Okay, bring your legs down. Pillow your left cheek on your hands. Pillow your left cheek on your hands. Take 3 or 4 breaths here. This is one of the most important asanas in the series. Especially for new people. I think a lot of times teachers forget that if you overwhelm the new people, they won't come back. And then you can't teach them anymore. So let them relax towards the end a little bit. Bend your knees, grab your ankles. Big exhale. Come up on the inhale.
Push your feet back away from your head. Now force your chest up more. Hold for five. Five smiley breaths. Four. This is so much fun. Three. Two. Two. One.
Right cheek on your hands. Right cheek on your hand. Turn over on your back, please. We'll do a Viparita Karani, half shoulder stand. The idea is that you feel pressure behind your heart. All you want is that pressure behind your heart. Wherever you have to put your legs to get pressure behind your heart, go that far. It's different for different people. So the pressure shouldn't feel behind your neck. If it feels like it's behind your neck, bring your feet more towards the ceiling. And the point is, we're trying to press into the heart chakra. Anahata. Anahata. An means not. Ah means very much. Hata means hit with a stick. And the heart beats without being hit by a stick. So it's called an-a-hata. Hang out here for five more breaths. Five. Somebody has to get ready on the lights, please. Four. Three. Two and one. Bring your legs down slowly. Roll out slowly into relaxation pose, okay? Shavasana. Palms are up towards the ceiling. Your feet fall out to the sides. Close your eyes, relax. You're finished. You can skip Jenny's class probably. Just relax. Now please start to deepen your breath, deeper breath. Wiggle your toeses and fingers. Shake your head from side to side. Take a stretch, bring your arms over your head. Take a long stretch, good stretch. Turn on your left side and take a fetal position. So turn to your left side and take a fetal position. You can tuck your arm or your hands under your head. Take a few deep breaths here. And then slowly, in your own way, come up to sit. Please bring your palms to your chest. Deep breath out. Deep breath in. Having a class by Jenny, anyone can come, okay? I think it's good for anybody. You don't have to do all the poses. You know, when she's not looking, you can just. we'll start that 5 minutes late. So we'll take a 10-minute break now for pee-pee or taking a drink. Make sure you're hydrated, okay? Take a lot of water today. Arizona's that way, okay? And we'll come back in 10 minutes, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Jenny, do you want the mats any different way? Or do you want us to face one way or the other? Which way? That way?
Everyone in one direction.